马书第八章
Romans chapter 8，
我们大家一同从22节一同来念
Reading from verse number 22，
一直念到25
until 25。
一二三，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体的属。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所看见的？但我们的若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。因为我们上个礼拜也谈到了关于上帝儿女有自由的荣耀。
Last week we also talk about the freedom of the son of children of God in the glory.
在这个劳苦叹息的世界里面
，in this world of groaning and labor，
我们仰望一个神所给我们荣耀的一个新的世界。
We look up to the new world that God has prepared for us.
愿主赐福给我们。
That God will bless us.
在盼望的时候要忍耐。
That in hoping we hope patiently.
我们不是盼望所看见的。
That we're not hoping something that we've seen.
因为所看见的是暂时的。
Because what that we see is temporary.
看不见的才是永远的。
What that we do not see is eternal.
现在我们大家一同读26、27节两次。
Continue twice to 26 and 27.
26节跟27节。
26 and 27。
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替我们圣徒祈求。再念一遍，慢慢念，一遍思想。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们读经到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。我们请李博士带领我们做一个祷告。
父神，当我们把你话语打开的时候，求主打开我们的心窍，恳求真理的圣灵再次引导我们进入真理里面。求主你使用的仆人今天晚上再次把你的真道向我们清楚讲解，使每一个人都能够有可谦卑受教的心，给你受教与圣灵，给你受教与圣经。这样祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们。罗马书第七章是告诉我们一个人靠着自己在肉体中间生活是何等的痛苦。
Romans chapter 6 teaches us that in us, if we depend on ourselves to live, it's such a suffering.
谁能救我们脱离这起死的身体呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
在第七章的最后突然间有一个凯旋的应许。
In the last few verses of chapter 7, suddenly there is a triumphant promise.
感谢上帝，靠着耶稣基督我们就可以得胜了。
Thanks be unto God, because in Christ I can be victorious.
那怎样才能靠着耶稣基督呢？
How can I depending on Christ Jesus?
第八章就把答案告诉我们。
Chapter 8 tells us the answer.
是在基督的灵里面，我们才得着真正生命的力量。
It is in Christ's spirit we truly gain the strength of life.
因为神赐下基督拯救我们。
Because God has given Christ to save us.
把新的生命赐给我们。
And has given to us the new life.
是透过基督为我们死，为我们复活所成全的救恩。
It is through the salvation that which have been accomplished by Christ Jesus in the death and resurrection.
所以神把他的儿子赐下来，使我们成为神的儿女。
So that God has given His Son to us, so they become His children.
那么当我们领受神的生命以后
，So after we receive the light of God,
神又把圣灵赐下来，住在这些儿女的心里面。
And again, God has given the Spirit to dwell among those who are His children.
不是暂时的，
not temporarily,
是永永远远与我们居住，
but for everlasting.
所以这样呢，这个叫做圣灵的内住。
This is called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
The third person of God now dwell into our midst.
神格里面的第三位今天内住在我们的心里面。
The first person of God.Send the second person of God to die on the cross.
神格里面的第一位差遣第二位死在十字架上。
And send the third person to dwell in our hearts.
然后把第三位赐下来给我们，使他内住在我们的心里面。
所以圣父 把儿子的灵赐给我们这些成为神儿女的人。
So God the Father has given the Spirit of the Son to those who are called the children of God.
所以圣灵就引导我们。
So then the Holy Spirit guide us.
圣灵就住在我们里面。
Indwell in us.
圣灵就感动我们。
And to touch us.
圣灵就为我们做见证。
And also testify for us.
所以上帝的灵，我们的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女。
So the Spirit of God and our Spirit could testify that we are children of God.
所以基督是罪人与神中间的中保。
So Christ Jesus then is the mediator between sinners and God.
圣灵是圣徒与神之间的中保。
And then the Holy Spirit is the mediator between God and the saints.
就是基督神的恩临到世界上的人。
Through Christ Jesus the grace now before on us as humankind.
就是基督罪人可以到上帝的面前。
Through Christ Jesus sinners can come back to God.
当我们得救以后，圣灵住在我们里面。
After we are saved, the Holy Spirit indwell in us.
圣灵是一位中保。
The Holy Spirit is the mediator.
是圣徒与父之间的中保。
It's a mediator between God and the saints.
圣灵是一位保惠师。
And also is the comforter.
他是与我们同在，照顾我们，服役我们，安慰我们的那一位最大的位哥。
He stay with us. He is the greatest of personality who comfort us and guide us.
所以上帝拯救我们以后，
So after God has saved us,
不是给我们奴仆的心，
Not that we are a heart of a slave,
乃是给我们儿子的灵，
But also spirit of the son,
使我们可以呼叫阿爸天父。
So that we call him Abba Father.
当我们在世界受苦的时候，
When we are suffering in the world,
当我们有困难叹息的时候，
When there is difficulty and groaning,
与整个塑造之位一同劳苦的时候，
and when we labor together with the created world,
我们这些虽然有了圣灵的人，
even those who have,
我们还是一样劳苦，
we still labor,
我们还是一样叹息，
we still groan.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神没有拯救我们脱离这世界的环境。
Because God has not saved us yet out of this world.
他是拯救我们脱离这世界的罪恶。
But out of the sins of the world, he has saved us.
圣徒在地上从地位来说已经脱离了罪的权势。
So the sin living in the world, we have been saved out from the power of sin.
但是圣徒在地上，上帝没有拯救我们脱离罪的环境。
But the sin living in the world, we have not been saved from the environment of sin.
所以我们的处境与不信主的人一样的。
So our situation as compared to the sinners are the same.
他们有眼泪，我们也有眼泪。
They have tears, we do have tears.
他们有痛苦，我们有痛苦。
They have suffering, we have suffering.
他们有叹息，我们有叹息。
They have groanings, we have groanings.
所以万物一同劳苦叹息。
So all things labor and groan together.
等候将来得赎的日子。
Waiting for the day of redemption.
就是神的儿女得着的荣耀的自由的那个日子。
So that day of the glory of the freedom will come to us.
那个日子还没有来。
And that day hasn't come yet.
所以我们要等候。
So we must wait.
我们要盼望。
We must hope.
盼望就是从现今面对未来。
Hoping that in now we face the future.
盼望就是从现在罪的环境看见神应许这个释放。
Hoping that in this environment we wait for that day of liberation.
我们不是盼望看得见的。
We are not hoping for those things that we see.
盼望看不见的。
Hoping for the thing we are not seeing.
有谁还盼望已经看见的？
Who would then hope for the thing that we have seen?
已经看见的就不必盼望。
When you have seen, you do not have to hope.
因为已经看见的。
Because you have seen it.
已经兑现的。
That you have been realized.
就在现实的中间。
It is now in reality.
就在我们的四周围。
It is in our surroundings.
我们不需要再盼望这已经成就的事。
So we do not have to hope for those things will be accomplished.
盼望未来的事情。
But we're hoping for things in the future.
未来是什么呢？
And what is in the future?
将来神的儿女所得到的自由的荣耀。
That in the future we have the glory of freedom.
所以呢，现在我们还没有那完全自由的荣耀。
Now before we have that glory freedom.
所以我们在叹息中间。
So we are in the groaning.
我们在劳苦中间。
We are also in the laboring.
有一些人以为信了耶稣什么都解决了。
And a lot of people thought that after you believe in Christ, that's all problems.
信了耶稣不必做工，饭会从天上掉下。
That you have to do the work, the food will come from heaven.
不是如此。
No.
我们信耶稣跟不信的人不同在哪里？
What's the difference of we who believe and we who do not believe?
我们不同的地方在我们的痛苦的环境中间，有比他们更大的力量、勇气，从信仰产生的内容去面对苦难。
The difference that in difficulties we have bigger hope, better content to face the suffering.
我们有更大的能力。
And also bigger power.
我们有主的同在。
And also the presence of the Lord.
有圣灵的帮助。
The helping of the Holy Spirit.
虽然在痛苦的环境中间，我们有足够的力量去面对现实，去盼望 神未来所给我们的应许。
Even though in times of suffering, we are greater empowered to face the glorious promise of God.
当保罗讲完这些以后
，After Paul has accomplished all this，
就提到圣徒的祷告上。
He talked about the prayers of the saints.
那我们基督徒都知道一件事情
，And we Christians know one thing.
我们祷告的时候
，That at the time when we pray，
不是单单表达我们心中的这个心愿而已。
It is not just only to express the wishes in our mind.
我们祷告的时候
，When we pray。
向一位真正的对象发出我们的诉求。
When we pray, is it to the real object? We want to tell us our mind.
所以不是对空表达心愿。
We're not praying to emptiness.
那是向神定向的要求他的帮助。
But to God that we are oriented and then we ask for His help.
所以这是表示我们的祷告是有对象。
Just to say that our prayer has an object of prayer.
祷告不是单单一种心愿的表达。
It is not just an expression of wish.
祷告不是单单的这个喃喃有其词的讲到自己里面所需要的事。
Prayer is just not that you murmur about the need and the desire of the heart.
祷告不是自言自语。
And not just a murmuring.
祷告呢是在神的面前把我们的意志归向他永恒的旨意。
But in prayer before the Lord, our will wants to submit to His eternal will.
我们都知道宗教隐藏着许多最重要的属灵的原则。
We know that in religions is a hidden many of the important religious principles.
其中一样就是有祷告的这一种宗教特质。
One of it is said there's a special characteristic of religion in prayer.
但每一个宗教的祷告都不一样。
But the prayer of all religions are different.
有的不过的心念的表达。
Some only by the expression of the mind.
有的是直接到神面前对他投诉。
But some coming direct to God and to tell him what we need.
基督教的祷告跟回教不一样。
The prayer of Christianity is different from the Islam.
基督教的祷告跟佛教也不一样。
As compared to Buddhism is different too.
基督教的祷告跟其他的神道教或者其他的这个宗教都不一样。
The prayer of Christianity as compared to other religions and Shintoism is different.
为什么呢
？Why？
所以今天我跟大家提到祷告有三个最重要的原理。
There are three important principles of prayer I want to expound to you.
第一个原理
，The first，
我们的祷告也是根据纯正的信仰才产生出来。
Our prayer is produced from the true and pure faith.
跟许多善男信女到庙里面把他们要的东西信碰出来是不一样。
As compared to the believers of certain religions who go to the temple and tell what they desire is different.
我要子孙万代兴隆。
I want to have the prosperity of my generation to come.
我要所做的万事顺利。
So whatever I want to do will be plain sailing.
我要买彩票中头彩。
I want to strike lotteries.
我要做生意节节都是一帆风顺。
I also want to be prosperous in my business.
这些祷愿
，all the desire，
在各个宗教里面都可以讲出来。
You can express in other religions.
那么基督教的祷告是不是这样
？And what about the prayer of Christianity？
不是的
，No。
基督教的祷告要根据信仰的原则来祈。
In Christianity, we only pray according to the principle of our faith.
因为妄求神不喜。
Because to pray in vain is not delighted with God.
是为自己的一处自私的祈求。神也不行。
Because you pray selfless for your own need, God will not be delighted.
不肯悔改、认罪、随便要成成全、要上帝成全你的心念，神不行。
If you do not pray with a heart of repentance, only want to accomplish your own will, God will not accomplish that.
对世人没有怜悯，只要神怜悯你，神也不行。
If you don't have compassion to the world, and you want God to have compassion with you, God will not listen to
your prayers. 所以我们不可妄求。
So we cannot ask in vain.
我们不可只顾自己自私的乱求。
We cannot selfishly ask anything that we want.
我们不可用神的名要他服侍我们的祈求。
We cannot pray in the name of God, wanting Him to serve us.
我们失足我们的儿。不听穷人的痛苦，而自己祷告，上帝也不听。
If we were to close our ears, not listen to the people of the world, God would not listen to us.
我们注重罪孽，然后来祷告，神也不听我们。
If we are also dwelling in sins and pray to God, God would not listen to us.
这些都是基督教圣经明文写下来。
All this are very clearly written in the Bible.
连续人的，上帝也连续他。
Those who have mercy on people, God will have mercy on him.
对穷人塞住耳朵的，上帝不听他。
Those who close their ears.To the poor, God will not listen to them.
注重罪孽的，上帝必不垂听。
Those who do not repent in sin, God will not listen to their prayers.
妄求要花在宴乐中间的，神不答应。
Those who pray in emptiness, wanting to be lustful, God will not listen to them.
妄称耶和华的名祷告，神不应。
Those who call God's name in vain, God will not listen to their prayers.
所以呢，这些的原理呢
，all these principles
是归纳到一句话里。
It will come only about one statement.
那一句话是什么呢
？What is that?
你求，你是因为信而求。
You ask because you believe, and that's why you ask.
你如果不信，你怎么求告？
If you do not believe, how can you ask?
那么信什么呢？
What did you believe in?
信神的道。
Believe in God's word.
明白神的道。
Understand God's word.
顺服神的话。
And also do His word.
信仰神的道。
And believe His word.
凭着纯正的信仰，才产生纯正的祷告声。
And according to pure faith, you produce a pure prayer for life.
今天灵恩派的就曲解这句话，你信信一定会得到，你就可以祷告。
Today the charismatic misunderstand this statement. They say yes, believe in a prayer, believe.
因为那一节圣经在罗马书第十章里面。
Because in Romans chapter 10, that verse,
信道是从听到的。
And also you believe in the word because you heard it.
若不听，怎么会信？
If you do not listen, how can you believe?
若不信，怎么会求？
If you do not believe, how can you ask?
若不求，怎么会得救？
If you cannot ask, how can you save?
求告主名的就必得救。
And he who asks for the name of God will be saved.
有真正信仰的才能好好求。
Only when you have true faith, you can ask correctly.
因为信是信道。
Because you believe, but believe in the word.
不是自信。
Not believe in yourself.
比如说你今天犯了 cancer 的病。
Today, if you have cancer,
你就要死了。
About to die.
然后呢，你就像灵恩派极端的思想。
Like the cancer.
只要我信，好，一定好，一定好。
God will surely save me.
所以你是利用上帝的名来增强你自己信心的一定的自我相信的这种雄心大志。
So you are misusing God's name to have misconfidence in yourself and to ask.
你说我信嘛，所以我求嘛。
I believe, that's why I ask.
你信什么？
What do you believe?
我信我一定会好。
I believe I surely be healed.
谁告诉你一定会好？
Who tell you that you surely be healed?
因为我想来想去，我一定要好。
Because I think and then surely I must be healed.
所以我信我会好。
So I believe that I shall be healed.
医过别人，他一定要医我。
God has healed others, surely He'll heal me.
如果每个基督徒用这种信心祷告，那么基督徒都不会病死，最多撞死。
If Christians would believe in this kind of way and pray, they will not die in illness, they only by accident.
我信，
I believe,
神就听我，
God save me.
听我的，
He will listen to me.
那么神的主权就在你这个不顺从神道的原则的信仰里面，要听你的话。
So that God in His sovereignty will listen to thee who did not obey to God's word.
Why God should obey your self-confident prayer?
为什么神要相信你这种自信的祷告呢？
你自信心不等于建立在神的道上。
Your self-confidence may not be built upon the word of God.
为什么求？
Why did you pray?
因为信。
Because you believe.
为什么信？
Why believe?
因为听到。
Because you heard the word.
信道、听道、明道、顺从神的道，然后这个信道的原理成为你祷告的基础。
To hear, to believe, to understand, this becomes the foundation of your belief in the word of God, and that becomes the foundation of the prayer.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
我不是说没有不明白道的人祷告上帝不听。
I'm not saying that those who don't understand the word of God, when they pray, God will not listen.
有。
Oh yes.
有一些还没有明白道的人。
Some even before they understand the word,
祷告上帝也听。
They pray and God listen.
不是因为他的信心大。
It is not because he has great faith.
因为神怜悯他。
But because God has mercy on him.
所以他还不明白的时候。
At a time when he still doesn't understand,
先赐给他一些恩典。
God has first given him some grace.
我们不能把这种例子当作是绝对的一种理由。
So we cannot use the example as an absolute reason for prayer.
我信一定的。上帝就听我祷告。
And God surely will listen to me.
我是一定会成功的，我就向上帝祷告。
I believe that surely you will be achieved, and God must listen to me.
如果是这样的话
，If that is so,
罪人的信心比上帝的权柄更大。
Then the faith of the sinner is greater than the power of God.
那样的上帝就不是上帝。
And that kind of God is not God.
因为他比你更低了。
Because he's lower than you do.
所以你只能说父啊，合你的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。不是照我的意思，照你的意思。
You can only but say that God according to your will and not according to my will is accomplished.
这种祷告是圣徒对圣父纯全顺服的一个表现。
This kind of prayer is a sin totally obedient to the Father.
就像我们的主耶稣基督在克西玛尼的祷告的时候，就是用这个原则。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed in this
way. 父啊，若是许可，你叫
Lord, if it is possible,
这杯离开我。
Remove this this glass from me.
接下去耶稣说什么？
And what did He say following that?
你一定要听我的。
You must listen to me.
我不喜欢这个杯。
Because I dislike this cup.
我相信你一定会挪开。
I believe you take away this cup.
因为我大有信心。
Because I have great faith.
有谁比耶稣更有信心呢？
Who has greater faith than Jesus?
耶稣怎么讲呢？
What did He say?
父啊，若是许可。
Father, if it is possible.
求你 叫这个杯离开我。
Remove this cup from me.
不是照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
乃是照你的意思。
But according to your will.
那你明白了吗？
You understand now.
这样的基督的祷告。
So the prayer of Jesus.
在神的主权之下。
It is under sovereignty of God.
在神的旨意之下。
Under his will.
来顺从神而产生的祈求。
So that you want to be submissive to him and to do his will.
如果神许可，我会开一个讲座专讲祷告神学。
If God permits, I will have a seminar talking only about theology of prayer.
把我们整个祷告的生活观念错误的都改变过来。
So that all the wrong concept of prayer will be corrected.
好，叫我们的祈求。
So that our prayer.
跟我们纯正的信仰。
With a pure faith.
是互为因果的一个有机的结合。
They become organic integrity of the cause and reason.
这样的 faith become the cause of our prayer as the effect.
信心成为我们祷告的推动力，也是那个成果，
使我们的有果效，就是用祷告表现出来。
So that there's a result being expressed in our prayers.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
那圣灵既然住在我们里面
，So now the Holy Spirit indwells in us.
圣灵内住
，and indwells in us.
圣灵引导
，that He guides.
圣灵见证
，that He testifies.
圣灵安慰
，that He comforts.
圣灵感动
，that He moves.
这样在我们祷告生活中间。我们的第二个原则就来了。
So then in your prayer life, the second principle emerged.
我们是不是透过自己的聪明跟借助自己的功劳
？It is not through our intelligence, through our own work that we pray.
我们祷告是透过耶稣基督的功劳跟奉他的名来祷告。
When we pray to the accomplishment of Jesus Christ and also in His name.
我们刚才第一个原则是什么
？The first principle, what was that?
照着纯正信仰的原理来祷告，对不对
？According to the pure faith that we pray.
第二个原则是什么
？The second principle,
借助基督的功劳，靠着他的名来祷告。
Through the work of Christ Jesus, through His name that we pray.
所以圣徒祈祷的时候
，So when the saints pray,
耶稣的祝福，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In any prayer, we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
这就成为基督徒的祷告，跟回教徒祷告完全不同，最重要的一个地方。
And that's the most important difference of Christian prayer as compared to the Muslim prayer.
你注意回教徒祷告的时候
，You know when the Muslim pray,
很多的词句跟基督徒差不多是一样。
Many of the phrases are quite the same as we as Christians.
慈悲的上帝
，Merciful God，
全能的主
，Almighty Lord，
我的创造者
，My Creator，
满有怜悯，满有恩惠的
，We who has mercy and compassion，
赐下你的恩典。
Give us your grace.
拯救我们
，Save us.
赦免我们的罪
，Forgive our sins.
这些词句都可以一样的。
All these phrases, all the same.
回教徒绝对不会说奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
But the Muslim will not say that. I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
所以这成了基督徒祷告的第二个大原则。
So that becomes the second principle of Christian prayer.
通常福音派的教会只注重这一点。
The evangelicals only emphasize on this.
也就是呢，奉耶稣名来祷告。
And pray in the Jesus' name that we pray.
除此以外，我们都不明白。
Other than that, we don't understand.
特别是没我不信怎么求这个关系。
Especially those who do not understand about if we do not believe, how can you ask?
刚才我把道跟听了道产生的信仰当作祷告的第一个原则。
Just now I placed the first principle of the word and believing in the word and how they produce prayers.
靠着耶稣的功劳，奉耶稣的名。当着第二个原则
and the second principle is that we pray through the work of Christ Jesus and in His name
我们若不是靠着耶稣基督
if it's not through Christ Jesus
我们祷告不能点到父那里去
our prayer cannot reach God
因为我们在地上
because we are on the earth
神在空中
God is
在天上
is in heaven
至高之处
in the highest place
那么在至高处的神与在地上的罪人中间有什么呢
God who is in the highest and we on the earth, what is that between?
乌鬼邪灵在空中掌权。
It was evil spirits that in control.
所以我们的祷告怎么能通过这些呢
？So our prayer, how can it go through all this and reach God?
一定要一位超过所有执政掌权有位主治现世永世这个来世那个数天的在空中掌权的那个魔鬼。比他更大的权柄我们才能通过
And there must be one who transcends all this principality who is in control of this world
所以圣经说耶稣基督从死里复活
And that's what the Bible says Christ Jesus resurrected from the dead
上帝把他用右手高举起来
God has lifted him up with a right hand
使他超过万有
So he then transcends all things
超过所有一切执政的掌权的
Transcends all principality and those who are ruling
使他名高过所有的名
So his name is above all
所以天下人间没有 四下辨明。
So upon the earth, there's no other than given.
我们可以靠着这句。
That through him we can be saved.
这是独一的名。
There's only one name.
当我们祷告要冲到天上去的时候。
So our prayer want to break and then reach heaven.
空中的拦阻太大了。
In the air, there's the hindrance.
撒旦、邪灵、恶鬼抵挡我们的祈求。
Satan, the devil, the evil spirit hinder us.
我们没有办法通过。
We cannot break through.
直到我们是奉主耶稣基督的名。
It is until when you ask in the name of Jesus.
他的拦阻一定要出去。
Then all these hindrances will be removed.
这邪恶的力量一定要驱散。
The evil power will dismiss.
他们一定要退后。
And they will be to retreat.
基督的名高过一切的名。
Because Christ's name surpasses all names.
超过一切有为主治掌权的名。
Surpass all personality, principality, and ruling power.
一切的名字，至上的名。就是主耶稣基督。
And the name we translate all name is Christ Jesus.
这是祷告的第二个重大的原则。
And that is the second principle of prayer.
第三个原则是什么？
And the third,
我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
We must pray in the Spirit.
圣灵里面祷告。
We must pray in the Spirit.
圣经也多次提到这个原则。
The Bible many times mentioned about this principle.
特别在犹大书里面。
Especially about Jude.
直接讲出这句话。
And directly say this.
你们在上帝的爱中保守自己。
You are being protected in the love of God.
在至圣的真道上建造自己。
In the holiest word you build up on yourself.
在圣灵里祷告。
That in the Holy Spirit you pray.
这样的就把圣父、圣子、圣灵三个位格以及我们属灵生活完全整合起来了。
So then it mentioned an integrated three person in God in our life.
基督徒是保守自己在上帝爱里面的人。
Christians are kept in love of God.
基督徒是建造自己在基督的道德上面的人。
Christians build themselves upon the word of God.
基督徒在圣灵引导之下我们发出对神祷告的人。
And Christian in the guidance of Holy Spirit, we express our prayer in God.
圣父的爱使我们回到他面前。
The love of God causes us to return to Him.
圣子的道使我们产生信仰。
The word of God and Christ Jesus produces faith in us.
圣灵的感动的引导使我们懂得怎样向上帝祈求。
And the moving and the guidance of Holy Spirit teach us so that we can know how to pray to God.
圣灵就变成基督徒祷告的第三个总原则。
So then the Holy Spirit becomes the principle of Christian prayer.
那么有关于这一点，
and about this,
保罗提过了。
Paul said,
prayer in spirit.
我们在灵里面祷告。
圣里面祷告。
灵里面祷告。
你们在圣灵里面得生。
You are born in the spirit.
你们要在圣灵里面行事。
You also practice in the spirit.
你靠圣灵得胜。
And through the Holy Spirit you are victorious.
你们在圣灵里面祈祷。
And in spirit you pray.
所以我们整个生活在圣灵的范围里。
So our whole life is being circumcised.
这样子。Within the realm of spirit.
Within the realm of Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但 indwell 住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit indwell in us.
圣灵也在我们四周照顾我们。
But he surrounds us to protect us.
圣灵使我们在他的里面。
So it is in him.
享受基督徒得胜的生活。
They enjoy the victorious life of Christians.
那我们都知道什么叫做在基督里。
We know all what it do mean by in Christ.
因为我在第五章已经解释了。
Because I expounded it in chapter 5.
这个是以在亚当里的对立的名词。
And that is a word that is standing a position of in Adam.
在亚当里我们是罪人。
In Adam we are sinners.
在基督里我们是义人。
But in Christ,we are sins.
在亚当里我们都要死。
In Adam we die.
在基督里面我们都要复活。
In Christ Jesus we are resurrected.
在亚当里面我们受咒诅。
In Adam we are cursed.
在基督里我们的生命。
In Christ Jesus we have life.
在亚当里我们死了。
In Adam we have died.
在基督里面我们复活。
In Christ Jesus we are alive.
在亚当里我要被定罪。
In Adam we are condemned.
在基督里我们得赦罪。
In Christ we are being forgiven.
我们都知道得救以后我们是在基督里。
We know that after we can say we are all in Christ.
但是除了得救以外，我们的得胜只能在圣灵里。
But after we have been saved, we must be victorious, and that cannot happen in the Holy Spirit.
在基督里
，in Christ，
我们得救，领受新生命
，we have new life.
在圣灵里，我们得胜，领受更丰盛的生命。
In the Holy Spirit, we are victors, we have received abundant life.
我再讲一次，你们跟着我一同念好不好？
And the read.
在基督里。
Christ,
我们得救了，领受生命。
In Christ, you are safe and have new life.
在圣灵里，我们得胜，领受更丰盛的生命。
In the Holy Spirit, we are victors, we receive abundant life.
大家说一二三，在基督里，我们得救了，我们领受了生命。 在圣灵里我们得胜了，我们领受了更丰盛的生命。那这样呢，在圣灵里面的祷告就变成很特别的一种属灵的生活。
So then our prayer in the Holy Spirit become a very important spiritual life.
这跟那些外邦人的信仰跟他们的祷告不一样。
As compared to the pagans, the prayerful life is different.
他们祷告是在自信心里面。
When they pray in the self-confidence.
他们祷告在传统的信仰里面。
They pray in the traditional faith.
他们祷告不是在神所启示的道的原则里面。
They are praying not in the principle which is revealed by God.
他们祷告在自己自发的这种信心里面。
They pray in their own initiating.
我们不是
，we're not.
我们圣灵引导之下祷告。
With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pray.
所以不是我们祷告去感动上帝。
So it is not we who pray to touch the heart of God.
上帝就是圣灵感动我们去祷告。
But it is God through the Holy Spirit touch us to pray.
我再讲一次好不好
？One more time.
不是我们祷告去感动上帝。
It is not we who pray to touch God.
是上帝借着圣灵来感动我们祷告。
But God through the Holy Spirit to touch us to pray.
什么叫做祷告去感动上帝
？What do you mean to pray and to touch God?
你的孩子病得很厉害。
When the son is very ill.
主啊，一定要给他好一点。
主啊 ，You must heal him, you must heal him.
你感动了没有
？Are you touched?
你还不受感动
？You are not touched.
感动了没有
？Pray some more.
结果你用祷告感动上帝。
So you want to use a prayer to touch God.
前几年我在台湾讲道的时候
，A few years ago when I was preaching in Taiwan,
他们唱一首诗歌
，They sang a hymn.
我听了吓了一跳
，I was so caught aback.
怎么有这样的诗歌呢
？How can they discuss such a thing?
那首诗歌里面怎么讲呢
？What did they say?
我们祷告，我们用祷告去动摇上帝的手
，We pray to move the hand of God.
就动摇上帝的手
，To move the hand of God.
那么呢？我说怎么有这样的话呢
？How can you pray and move the hand of God？
是不是上帝本来睡觉懒惰要死，你动的坐啊坐啊
？God is so lazy, he sleep, and then you want to touch him to move his hand？
你动一个被动的上帝吗
？So you want to move a passive God？
你的上帝变成什么不顾睡觉打盹，你把他叫醒，你还不做吗？快吧！动摇上帝的手。
So your God is the one that slumber, the sleep doesn't work, so you want to move and touch him, so you can do it？
去动上帝的祷告的这种观念
，This kind of concept of prayer moving the hand of God，
不是圣经的教训
，It's not biblical teaching。
所以我说这个这首诗歌不对的。
So I say this call is not right。
他们说唐牧师，为什么我们唱的都很平安，你一讲了我就变得不平安
？He said Reverend Tom, why is that we sing it in peace? How come you sing it and we don't sing with no peace？
我们总没有看到毛病，你什么毛病都看到。
We cannot see the shortcoming, but you
真的是毛病吗
？Is that truly a fault？
我说不是毛病，是大毛病。
It's not just a flaw, but a flaw。
因为这把神变成被动
，because God then become passive，
把神变成懒惰的
，God become a lazy God，
把神变成睡觉的
，God become a slumbering God。
是你提醒他
，You are the one who remind him，
是你鼓励他
，You encourage him，
是你感动他
，You touch him。
这不是圣经的教训
，It's not teaching the Bible。
那么为什么不是圣经的教训
？Why is that? It's not biblical teaching。
因为圣经告诉我们呢，神赐下施恩叫人恳求的灵，人才祷告。
Because the Bible says that God has given this spirit of mercy to others to pray.
人向神祷告，是因为圣灵感动我们，推动我们祷告。
When man prays to God, it is because the Holy Spirit touch us, move us to pray.
而且圣灵感动我们祷告的时候
，And when the Holy Spirit touch us, move us to pray,
我们的祷告是不会在神旨意之外。
Our prayer then will not be outside the will of God.
因为圣灵引导我们的祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit guide us to pray.
但是你随你意念祷告，求上帝受你感动，那你的祷告错的时候，连上帝都要跟你错吗
？But when you pray according to your will, when the prayer is wrong, will God also go along with you?
那个人不但不服啊。
Not only that he do not agree with this.
你要知道，这个是台湾全国祷告会里面所用的诗歌。
Do you know that this is a chorus that we use in the Taiwan all Taiwan prayer meeting?
我这个人教神学教了30多年了。
I've taught theology for more than 30 years.
我圣经看了几十遍了。
And more than a few tens of times.
几十年侍奉上。
And tens of years I serve the Lord.
你不要告诉我全国祷告会用的就是对的，全世界祷告的不对的就是不对的。
Don't tell me that because the all nation prayer must be right because when it's wrong it is wrong.
写那首诗歌的人
，The one who wrote that chorus
是没有很深的神学造就。为神圣经不很明白的
，He doesn't have a good theology。
他以为我们祷告去感动、推动上帝的时候，上帝就殷勤做工了。这是我们祷告的功劳。
He thought that when we pray earnestly, we move the hand of God, and that's a merit of prayer.
It's just not right。
不对的。
This is ridiculous，
是荒谬的。
我们不可能祷告感动上帝。
It is not possible that we pray and touch God。
祷告要感动上帝。
Pray to touch God。
那么你的上帝不感动，你更努力祷告。
When God is not moved, then you pray even harder。
他就更感动。
So then all the more you be moved。
再努力
，and you pray some more。
他再感动
，and you move some more。
那你不祷告，他就不动。
So when you don't pray, then he will not be moved.
这样的上帝是怎样的上帝
？What kind of God is this?
连你能祷告都是神感动你的救恩。
Because even when you know how to pray, it's because God touch you.
你说唐牧师，你这句话就使我不祷告，我就没有错了，因为他没有感动我嘛。
So then, Reverend Tom, if I don't pray, there's nothing wrong because he never touched me.
你错两倍。
But doubly for you're wrong.
因为他早把祷告的责任同祷告的灵已经赐下了，你不顺从他。所以你没过祷告。
Because he has given this command of prayer and a spirit of touching you to pray, but you never submit to him.
你得救的那一天
，the day when you're saved,
圣的灵、圣上帝的灵赐给你
，God's spirit has been given to you.
当你悔改的时候
，so when you repent,
求主赦免的时候
，when you ask God to forgive,
求主赦免的悔改的心智。都是上帝赐下的。
Even that repenting heart is given to you by God.
你在这个使徒行传第五章三十到三十二节，你看见
？In Acts chapter five, verse 33 to 32, you see,
上帝把耶稣基督用右手高举起来
，and God lifted Christ Jesus with the right hand，
就赐下悔改的心。赦罪的恩给以色列人
，and give the Israel a repenting heart and a repenting grace。
连悔改的心都是神赐下来
，even a repenting heart is given by God。
所以你还没有得救以前，你祷告求主赦免的那个祷告都是神的恩典。
So even before you become a Christian, you pray for God to repent, to cause you to repent. That's given by God.
这么你说得救以后我不祷告，是因为神不感动我，没有这个事情。
How can you say that after I'm saved, I do not pray because God never touched me?
因为你起初的爱心
，because your initial love
要保持到底
，it will be kept until the end。
起初的爱是神赐
，and the initial love is given by God。
起初的信是基督成的
，and the initial faith is given by Christ Jesus。
罗马书第希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我
，so Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says，
你要仰望那信心创始成终的基督。
You must look up to God who is the creator, the perfecter of the faith。
感谢上帝
，praise God，
他创始。他成终
he will perfect it.
那在中间如果没有就是把原先的油都除掉那是你的错
in between if you say you don't have because you have done away with the initial one
我们怎么可以用我们的热情祷告去感动
how can you use our own fervorness to touch God
在圣经里面
in the Bible
祷告最激动的
those are mostly touched with
the prayer 最热情的
with the fervorness
是谁啊
who is that
是耶稣吗
？Is it Jesus？
是保罗吗
？Is it Paul？
是谁呀、
啊、？Who is that？
在圣经里面祷告最热的是谁呀、啊、
？The one who pray more fervently, who is that？
你知道是谁、
啊、？Do you know who？
是假先知。
Is a false prophet。
什么时候啊
？When was that？
以利亚在加密山上跟假先知一同斗信仰的时候。
You know, Elijah in the Mount of Carmel when he was competing with the false prophet in prayer.
假先知祷告巴利巴利，甚至用舌头用刀自己砍自己。
The false prophet prayed to Baal and cut themselves with a stone and knife.
为什么呢
？Why？
他们的心愿、盼望，他们的神成全他们要火降下来。
Their desire is that their God will listen to him and send fire from heaven.
他们用舌头用刀砍自己，刺自己。
So use stone and knife to cut themselves.
一直到时间到了。
When the time is up,
火没有降下来啊。
The fire never.
那是历史上祷告会最热切的一次。
And that's the most fervent prayer meeting in the whole world.
祷告完了哟，全身流血。
After they pray, they shed blood.
你不要笑，很可怜的。
It's pitiful actually.
这些外教的人
，these pagans,
他们的信仰
，their faith,
热忱到一个地步
，the fervenness,
苛待自己。
They can also mount it themselves.
苦待自己
，mount it themselves.
以受苦的心智
，so they with a heart of suffering.
表示他们的信仰应当是对的
，just to express their faith is right.
但是没有办法
，but there's no way.
不对的就是不对
，when it's wrong, it is wrong.
对的就是对的
，when it's right, it is right.
时间到了，砰
，time's up.
以利亚不客气
，Elijah came.
Your time is end.
你的时间到了
，now.Come to my time.
现在是我的时间了。
他祷告有没有主啊？再查看自己。
Did he pray with himself? No, he didn't.
他怎么说？耶和华。
Jehovah.
使人知道你是上帝。
Let people know that you're God.
你知道我是你所差来的。
To know that I'm sent by you.
求你降下火来。
Give fire from above.
火就降下来。
And the fire came from above.
当神的时间到
，When God's time is up，
当神的旨意到的时候
，When God's will is come，
不是你感动他
，It's not that you who touch him，
是他感动
，But he touch you。
所以圣灵就在我们祷告里面成为第三个最重要的原则。
So the Holy Spirit becomes the third principle in our prayer。
我们领受神的道，就照着神真理的原则来祷告。
So we receive the word of God according to His word when we pray。
这个出于纯正信仰的祈祷
，That is a prayer coming from the true faith。
我们靠着耶稣基督的功劳、基督的名来祷告。
Through the word of Christ Jesus and also in His name that we pray。
这是在神所预备的救赎的范围里面合法的祷告。
This is the legal and also conforming to the word that God has given to us。
没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救。
Because upon the earth there's no other name given to us through him we can be saved.
没有赐下别的名高过万名之上。
There's no other name given with transcendent all names.
我有奉耶稣的名。
So you must pray in Jesus' name.
第三样。
The third.
有圣灵引导我们祷告。
It is in the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we pray.
感动我们祷告。
To touch us to pray.
我们的祷告才在神的引导之下，在他的旨意中间蒙他悦纳。
Then only our prayer it is in His guidance, it is His will, and be acceptable to Him.
我讲到这里以后
，When I preach about that，
那么你现在再读一次第二十六、二十七。
You read one more time verses 26 and 27。
你看见圣灵怎样帮助我们在他里面祷告
？Then you see the Holy Spirit can teach us to pray in Him。
我们大家一同开声来读。
We want to pray, read aloud together。
罗马书第八章
，Chapter 8。
我们二十六、二十七节再读一次
，verses 26 and 27。
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得应当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。所以这里祷告的时候我们不是主动者。
So in prayer, we are not the one who taking initiative.
因为祷告的时候，实实在在是圣灵替我们祈求。
Because in prayer, through the it, the Holy Spirit that intercedes on our behalf.
圣灵感动我们祈求。
The Holy Spirit touch us to pray.
圣灵引导我们怎样祷告。
The Holy Spirit guide us so that we know how to pray.
圣灵帮助我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit help us to pray.
在这里主体是圣灵，不是我们。
And now the subject is Holy Spirit, not us.
那么最有兴趣的一件事情。
And one thing with the intrigue.
就是前面几节谈到劳苦叹息，突然二十六节。谈到连圣灵也叹息。
The first few verses talking about groaning and laboring, but now these two verses talking about the groaning of the Holy Spirit.
这是罗马书第八章最后这一段，这就很特别的一些信息。
So it become a very special message in the last few verses of Romans chapter 8.
万物劳苦叹息。
All things groan and labor.
伏在罪恶之下。
And submit under suffering.
等候得赎的来自。
Waiting for the day of redemption.
就是上帝的儿子自由的荣耀来的那一天。
That is the day of the glorious freedom coming.
连我们这些有圣灵做见证的人。
Even those who have the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
我们也劳苦叹息。
We also labor and groan.
我们等候那日子来。
To wait for the day to come.
我们就仰望
，so we look up，
我们就等候
，we wait，
我们不是盼望所看见的
，we're not hoping for those that we see，
盼望所还不看见
，we hope for those things。
当我们这样祷告盼望的时候
，when we pray and hope in this manner，
有时候盼望会变成失望
，sometimes hope also causes disappointment。
我们每一个人都有这样的经验
，we have this kind of experience。
人生的事有十个，有好几样。是有八九不能成全。
There are eight and nine out of ten events in our life that cannot accomplish.
我们的理想很高。
We have high ambition.
我们的盼望很高。
We are hope high.
我们盼望我们所要的，我们所愿意的，我们所理想的，神啊，替我成全。
What we hope, what we expect, we ask God to accomplish for us.
但是神的时间不是我们的时间。
But the time of God is not our time.
神方法不是我们的方法。
We have God is not our way.
神的眼见观念与我们的观念不一样
and God's concept is different from our concept
所以如果样样照我们所求的都给我们
if everything we ask and God like achieve it
可能我们会失败的糟糕透顶
maybe we'll fail in a terrible way
所以上帝常常不把我们所求的给我们
so many a time God does not answer our prayers
是因为他爱我们
it is because he loves us
你们不能说感谢主常常没有答应我的祷告
can you say to God that God thank you because many a time you do not listen to our prayers
好你同意了你跟我讲吧
when you agree you say to me
感谢主常常没有答应我的祷告 如果我们所祷告的一切上帝都给我们的话，
If all that we pray and God answer,
不但你很痛苦，上帝也很麻烦。
Not only that you will suffer, God also will be in trouble.
主啊，给我死吧。
God, let me die.
上帝都给你死了，还要再叫你复活，麻烦得不得了。
God, let me die and then we'll resurrect you again. A lot of trouble involved.
你一失望的时候就乱祷告。
Because when you're in despair, you pray in your own way.
你达不到愿望的时候乱祈求。
When you cannot accomplish your desire, you pray in a loose manner.
我们祷告常常犯错。
Many times when you pray, we pray wrongly.
年轻人生活不圣洁。
So when the young man did not live the holy life, your mind is not right.
求主杀死我的思想吧。
You got to kill my mind.
求主除去我的情欲吧。
You got to remove my lust.
如果上帝听你的祷告，你那天就变成猪了，你知道吗？
If God were to listen to your prayer, become a pig that day.
你就没有思想了，像猪一样。
You do not have a mind of thinking.
那么主真的把你的情欲拿掉，你结婚的时候没有用了。
When the desire is taken away, there's no use for you to get married.
以后你就不能生孩子。
Then you cannot bear children.
你是乱祷告，你。
So you do not pray according to God's will.
你任性。过分
you pray according to your own will.
常常要上帝照你的意思做。
When you want God to listen to you,
你把自己当上帝，把上帝当仆人，你犯大罪。
You use yourself as God and deem God as a servant.
所以我们常常在祷告的事情上犯大罪。
So many times in prayer we commit great sin.
我们常常乱祷告。
We pray in our own mind.
随便祷告。
Pray loosely.
一开口祷告，有上帝就要听你。
When you open our mouth to pray, you want God to listen to you.
你到底是谁？
Who are you?
你怎么可以这样祷告？
How can you pray in this manner?
你今天开始。
Henceforth,
除非好好祷告
you want to pray well,
否则更好不要祷告
if not, better you don't pray.
你不祷告比乱祷告好
It would be better if you don't pray rather than pray
什么事做不祷告最好我没有那么说
Reverend Tong did not say that you better don't pray.
你正式祷告比乱祷告好
We pray well is better than pray
乱祷告比不祷告更不好
And also if you don't pray it's better
好好祷告比不祷告更好
It's better that you pray well is better if you pray
要祷告就好好祷告
You want to pray, pray well
不要好祷告乱祷告就更好不祷告
If you do not pray well, you better don't pray
有很多人祷告不在祷告在报告
A lot of people do not pray but report to God
有的人祷告不在祷告在控告
A lot of people when they pray, they accuse
有的人不在祷告在诬告
A lot of people when they pray, they accuse
有的人祷告不在祷告在宣告
They also proclaim actually
就做广告
Advertise.
所以祷告是什么？不懂就乱祷告。
So when you don't know how to pray, you do not pray according to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
上帝脾气很好。
God has good temper.
脾气好性地。
And God has good temper.
对不对？上帝脾气不好，你祷告一半就把你杀死，你乱祷告。
If God has good temper, he'll kill you halfway when you pray.
在美国有一个牧师。
In America, there's a pastor.
三四礼拜完了。
After this funeral service,
祝福了。
When they got
最后祷告的时候
the last prayer,
记得忘记告诉人家明天出殡是几点钟。
He forgot to announce when the funeral service for tomorrow.
还没有祝福以前他就祷告了。
But before the
before benediction,
before benediction he prayed.
他说大家低头祷告。
Everybody bowed down and prayed.
大家低头忘记报告一件事情。
When everybody bowed their head, he remembered he got to make announcement.
亲爱的主，你知道明天我们出殡是早上八点钟。
God, you know that tomorrow our funeral service is 8 o'clock.
主不必告告诉的。
You don't have to report to God.
上帝早就知道的。
God of course know it.
你忘记报告，你变成把祷告变成报告。
So when you forget to report, now you make prayer as a report.
所以呢，圣经说那个法利赛人祷告。
So when the Pharisees pray, the Bible says,
哇，十分之一奉献。我一个礼拜进食两次。
I fast twice in a week.
他祷告不是在讲主，是讲我。
When he prays, he's not talking about God, he's talking about himself.
所以上帝听我们这样祷告，他早就气死了。
So when God listens to this kind of prayer, he will be angrified to death.
如果你听一个笨人又很骄傲，每天一直对你讲没有用的话，你讨厌不讨厌呢
？So when you listen to someone who is a fool, but everything he report about himself, you get disgusted with him.
不懂得用老师教导学生的口气对懂得人讲话是最讨厌的事。
And he who doesn't know but teach in the tone of a teacher to those who are teachers.
但是呢，有时候我们会忍耐，因为他太小了。
Sometimes we are patient because he's too small.
啊，小孩子对爸爸说
，The boy will tell the father,
爸爸，原来路上有。警察驾车不好会被他抓到的。
You know that police on the way, if you don't drive well, you'll be caught by him.
小孩子不懂，他告诉爸爸，爸爸早就懂了。
So when the boy doesn't know, he tell the father, father actually already know.
本来是很讨厌的事情。
Something that's disgusting.
那这个爸爸装傻，是吗？哦，是这样哦。
Oh, the father will pretend and say, I don't know. So
这个孩子就很高兴了。
So the boy is delighted.
我如果不讲，爸爸都不知道呢。
No, if I don't say, my father doesn't know.
今天的很多人对上帝祷告用这种口气。
A lot of people pray in this kind of tone to God.
好像上帝比你笨。
It seems that God is more foolish than you do.
好像上帝要听你指挥。
It seems that God wants to listen to you.
好像上帝需要你提醒。
It seems that God needs your reminder.
好像上帝打瞌睡，你不叫他起来，他会赶不上飞机。
It seems that God slumber if you don't wake him up.
所以你主
，God, God.
主说你在主什么？
What God are you calling?
你一天到晚这种祷告在祷告什么
？What kind of prayer you have?
啊，我们基督徒祷告犯了太多的毛病。
So we have so many mistakes we commit in the prayer as Christians.
那么神怎么样呢？神还怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
这一段圣经对我们的祷告生活有很大的启发和更正的作用。
So this will inspire and correct our wrong prayer life.
因为我们软弱。
Because we are weak.
因为我们乱祷告。
Because we pray in our lust.
我们原是不知道要怎么祷告。
That we do not know how to pray.
还没有信主的人。
Those who are not Christian yet.
等到有一天要信主。
One day when one become a Christian.
你说请他祷告。
Say, could you pray?
不，不要请他祷告。
Don't ask me to pray. Don't ask me to pray.
但是等他有一天以为自己会祷告了。
One day when he thought he knew how to pray.
没有人请他一次祷告。
No one invite him to pray.
有机会就大声祷告。
Then you pray loudly even not invited.
全教会他最会祷告。
So that whole church will know that he can pray the best.
你真正懂得祷告神学的人。
When you know the theology of prayer.
一听他祷告。
When listen to him.
就知道又来了。
You know, he come again.
乱祷告。
He pray last week.
他不觉得。
He doesn't know.
他把祷告当作出风头的机会。
He thought that he's but showing off in prayer.
他根本不想上帝听了什么感受。
He doesn't know that when God listened to how God feels.
他只想我一这么祷告，全教会都知道我很厉害，以后选我做这事就比较有把握了。
He said that when I pray this manner, all the church will know that I'm good in prayer. They will like me as an elder.
你说可怜不可怜？
So pitiful.
我们原不知道怎么祷告。
We didn't know how to pray actually.
这句不是普通人讲的。
This is not someone who said it simply.
大使徒保罗讲。
It is Paul the apostle.
我们原不知道要怎么祷告。
We actually didn't know how to pray.
只是我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
Because when we're weak, the Holy Spirit help us.
我们许多时候祷告错了，你知道吗？
You know, many times we pray wrongly.
有许多时候，你打瞌睡的时候，祷告的时候，已经跑到个地方去，再回来。
You know, at the time we are so sleepy, you pray, you wander in every place before you come back home.
你以为上帝那个时候也一同打瞌睡，跟你跑来跑去吗
？You thought God also be in slumbering and so run with you?
上帝说你在祷告什么
？God said, "What are you praying?"
变成祷告什么去？
You know what I pray?
变成讲梦话了。
You know, yeah, murmuring in the dreams.
上帝说，我早就赦免你了。
God said, I've forgiven you long ago.
我知道你太软弱了。
I know you're so weak.
有的人祷告用背的。
Some will recite a passage when they pray.
怕错就把它背起来。
So they recite a passage before they pray.
后来又背错了。
But they recite wrongly.
要奉主的名撒旦出去，他奉撒旦名叫耶稣出去。
So it's one of, in Jesus' name, when they cast away Satan, but in the reverse way.
祷告出来了以后呢
？So after they prayed,
大家吓了一跳，他奉鬼名赶耶稣。
So he went to use Satan then to chase Jesus away.
他紧张的不得了，背错了，他也不知道。
So he was so excited, memorized wrongly.
等到祷告了，你刚才怎么祷告，你知道吗
？You know how did you pray just now? We don't mind him.
我就是那样祷告了。
I prayed that way.
你祷告错了。
You pray wrongly.
我错在哪里
？Where did I go wrong?
你奉鬼的名赶耶稣走。
You pray in the name of Satan to cast Jesus away.
不是真的吗
？Is it true?
真的我那么讲吗
？Is it true?
哎呦，求主赦免。
Pray to God for
me. 你不提醒他，他都不知道。
If you don't remind him, he doesn't know.
我们小的时候
，When we're young,
我的母亲常叫我们兄弟跪在那边祷告。
My mother will ask we
一个一祷告，一个祷告
，pray together.
那么呢，常常哥哥先祷，我是比较小，所以我很后面才祷。
Many times the elders will pray first, and the last one I pray the least.
我还有个弟弟比我更小，他最后祷告。
I have a younger brother.
那么哥哥祷告很长，我就开始睡觉了。
So my brother prayed for a long time. I get to sleep.
提前主耶稣，后来就明天要晚刷，怎么就乱讲了。
So I pray in the wrong way.
等到轮到我的时候
，So when it comes to my turn,
就
I fell asleep.
我旁边哥哥说：“打吧。”
So my
我就醒过来了，主耶稣啊，才祷告。这思想再连过来了。
So my thought now is being connected.
我们这一生啊。
And a whole life.
一大堆错误的祷告。
There are many wrong prayers that we have.
一大堆自私的祷告。
Many also selfish prayers.
一大堆不合上帝心意的祷告。
Many of the prayers do not go according to the will of God.
那怎么办呢
？Then what can we do now?
你有没有祷告错过
？I will pray wrongly.
有没有
？I will pray wrongly.
有感觉到自己祷告错的，请举手。
Those who know they pray wrongly, raise your hand.
那边不举手的，一定错更多。
Those who don't raise their hand, many times you go wrong.
错到自己没有知觉。
Because you're wrong and you don't know they're wrong.
有时候祷告很有趣味的。
Sometimes so interesting when we pray.
新加坡有一个人每天用两个钟头替人家祷告。
In Singapore, there's a person who spend 2 hours to pray for others.
特别为那些病人祷告。
Pray for those who are sick.
很有爱心。
With love, they pray.
爱心是够，资料不够。
There's enough love, but insufficient information.
所 有一天到达加加达。
So one day when I went to Jakarta,
照样为很多病人祷告。
He was praying for many people who were sick.
祷告完了，那个一个朋友对他说。
After a prayer, the friend said,
你刚才祷告的五个，有三个已经死了。
That's why when you pray for five, three are dying.
一个死了两年。
One has died for two
一个死了七个月。
One has died for 7 months.
一个刚刚上个礼拜死。
One just died last week.
他还在那里祷告。
He was still praying there.
上帝如果不怜悯他
，If God doesn't have mercy on him，
马上下决心了，这个不必祷告，他已经吓死了。
And we say, God has to pray for
that. 啊，上帝许可他怜悯他。
But God allowed him to have mercy on him.
祷告很出错的。
Many times we pray wrongly.
我第一次到台北去的时候
，The first time when I went to Taipei，
还没有结婚
，I was not married yet.
讲到。
After my preaching，
两个月讲226次。
For two months I pray for I preach for
226 times.
226 times.
60天226次。
And for only 60 days 226 times.
累到差不多要死。
So I was so exhausted.
有一次我讲到完了。
So one day after my preaching，
有一个老姐妹祷告。
And old lady was
主啊，你要可怜你这个仆人，这样辛苦传道。
God has mercy on your servant, he prays so hard.
你这么累还在讲道。
And so exhausted, he's still preaching.
你要照顾他。
You must take care of him.
特别要照顾他家里的太太跟孩子。
Especially take care of the wife and the children.
那时候我还没有结婚。
I wasn't married yet.
他祷告错了。
She prayed wrongly.
两年以后。
And 2 years later.
我结婚了。
I got married.
我再到台北去讲。
When I went to Taipei to preach again.
有一个人对我说，很多人为你祷告，盼望他的女儿可以嫁给你。
And a lot of people pray for you so that their daughter will marry to you.
又祷告错了，因为我已经结了婚了。
And they pray wrongly because I married already.
所以你看，地上有这么多圣徒，常常祷错告。
So there are so many saints upon the earth, they pray wrongly.
所以这一节圣经告诉我们什么呢？
And that's what this verse tells us.
圣灵知道我们的软弱。
The Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses.
他用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
With groaning also beyond expression.
什么意思呢？
Pray for us.
当你祷告错的时候，
When you pray wrongly,
圣灵把你的祷告带到上帝面前，他先把词句改造。
The Holy Spirit bring a prayer, but just correct the phrases.
把错误的观念接近。
And also cleanse those wrong thoughts.
把你不应该的滤掉。
And sieve those wrong teachings.
使那些最精粹、最纯洁的、正确的。能够蒙上眼，圣灵做这个中保。
And the purest prayer now is offered to God.
圣灵有时候他替我们这个正在过滤的时候，他叹息的，哎呀，糟糕。
And the Holy Spirit do this for his side because he did it wrongly.
你想，好像翻译的人
，like those who know laws.
如果翻译的不是、
oh, ，that's translator.
At that time he saw the translator. 那么翻译的人。讲到的人讲错怎么办呢？
Now when the translator, when the preacher is wrong, what will he do?
他要替他改正，使听众听得清楚，因为他讲错了。
He will correct the speakers because the audience will listen rightly.
圣灵做这个工作。
The Holy Spirit do this work.
有一天呢，吴明杰牧师在香港。
One day Reverend Wu Mingjie in Hong Kong.
他讲了一篇道。
He was preaching.
他是湖南人呢。
He is a 湖南。
所以讲的口音不准。
So his slang was not right.
我到一条街去，哪条路好来老。满条街都是车水马龙。
I went through a street, there are so many cars.
那个翻译的人呢，就听不清楚。
And the translator cannot hear clearly.
到那街条去，满街都是抽水马桶。
I went through that street, and there were all these,
都是那 toilet 的那个 pump,
toilet bowl,
都是那个抽水马桶。
All the toilet bowls.
听众问你哪里有街道热闹，满街都是抽水马桶。
Okay, the street be filled with toilet bowls.
台北一个金信文牧师谢伯武，这两个都已经离开世界，我都认识他们。
In Taipei also there's a Baptist pastor.
就老牧师说呢，他说我要翻译。
This old pastor said I want to translate.
但是他是上海人。
He is Shanghainese.
那么有一个福建人在台湾讲话用福建话，他就翻成国语。
A one who is a Fujian who used Fujian to preach and then he translated to Mandarin.
那么那个讲福建话的怎么做呢？
And the one who preached in Fujian, what did he say?
让人都老实。
We must be honest.
最大事都相信。
And also we must always
be honest. 都为都圣小。
Also what you say, you must be realized.
他就倒反，因为他想他也可以。
Then he translated.
所以他说，鸡就是鸡，能就是能。
One is one, two is two.
那翻译的是什么？鸡就是鸡，蛋就是蛋。
And the translator say that the egg is egg, the chicken is chicken.
他以为是鸡。能太为鸡蛋的那能就是
One he thought that that is the chicken and also the two is this egg
这讲的是不鸡就是鸡能就是能
And the speaker said no one is one two is two
讲大声一点
And the also preach even louder
翻译的还没有感到他错
The translator no they were wrong
所以要老实鸡就是鸡蛋就是蛋
Let's be honest the chicken is chicken the egg is egg
还有一次有一个人到新加坡去
and there was one who came from Singapore,
他讲到的是
when he was preaching,
这个老牧师叫沈保罗
this old pastor is 沈保罗
他是用上海口腔讲话
preaching also in Shanghai
他的声他的这个声音讲这要快快的听慢慢的说
the bible says am I listening fast and talk slowly
会议是快快的听慢慢的说
and also you listen fast and talk slowly
快快的听慢慢的说那么翻译的是潮州话
the translator is the 潮州
潮州话说的静静的听慢慢的听慢慢的说
and say that you want to also theListen slowly and talk fast.
是的，慢慢是潮州话是快快。
And also in Teochew, 慢慢 is fast.
他慢，对不对？快嘛
，fast.
所以这个什么神保罗不是也很生气？我为什么讲快，你变成翻译成慢
？Why is that when I say fast, you translate to slow?
因为口音不一样
，different slang.
当然，你听我讲的有很多口音也不大对。
You know that even my preaching have many different slang.
每一省每一个城市都有不同的口音。
Because for every town, every province have different slang.
这个叫英文叫 accent.
Accent.
这不是说呢他不懂
It's not that he doesn't know
几十年的那个口音有时候是不一样的
But because the slang and accent is there
那么我们祷告常常错误
So many times we pray wrongly
那么那个翻译的不是像刚才那个翻错的是翻对的
So the translator translates rightly
圣灵就替我们重整
So the Holy Spirit reorganized
替我们过滤
Or to see for us
替我们纠正
As to correct for us
因为圣灵照着上帝的意思来替我们祷告
Because it is according to the will of God The Holy Spirit help us to pray
那么圣灵也明白我们的心
The Holy Spirit also understand the heart
所以耶稣基督说我若不去圣灵就不降临
And that's why Christ Jesus said If I do not go the Holy Spirit
圣灵就是另外一位保惠师
And he is another comforter
The another comforter 什么意思呢
另外的保惠师
另外一位表示第三个位格
Another meaning the third person
父差遣我
The Father sent me
我回父那里去
Return to the Father
就差派另外一位保惠师
He said another the comforter
三位一体对不对、so、他来了
He comes
他就要住在你们
He'll indwell in you
引导你们进入真理
And to guide you into the truth
他保惠师是 comforter
The comforter
是安慰你的
The one who comfort you
是训慰你的
The one who teach you
是照顾你的
The one who protect you
与你同在
The one who is present with you
这一位帮助我们祷告的圣灵
This Holy Spirit that help us to pray.
他成为祷告侍奉的中保。
He become the mediator of our service of prayer.
因为从一方面来说
，On one hand,
他清楚知道上帝的旨意。
Clearly, he knows the will of God.
永不错误的旨意。
He will never go wrong.
从一方另外一方面来说
，On the other hand,
他清楚明白我们的软弱。
He truly understands our weaknesses.
所以在我们的软弱上
，So in our weaknesses,
他叹息。
He sighed,
说不出来的叹息
an unexpressible sigh,
替我们祈求
to pray on our behalf.
在另外一方面
on the other hand,
他照着父所喜悦的
he pray according to the pleasure of God,
把我们的祷告带到他那
so they bring our prayer to him,
让神可以喜悦我们
so that God will be delighted in your prayers.
感谢上
praise God.
我们的世界劳苦吗
do we labor in the world?
我们得救了没有问题吗
there's a problem now,
还有问题
That's the problem.
还有困难
That's the difficulty.
还有叹息
That's the sign.
我们要仰望主
When they looked up to
God, 我们的祷告主
When they pray to God,
我们祷告很正确吗
不是 We pray correctly, no.
我们常常忘记所听的道里面隐藏的真理
Many times we forget the truth hidden in the word we listen
不照着信仰纯正的道理的原则去祷告
We do not pray according to pure truth
还是照着外邦人自私的心自信的心来祷告
And also we pray selfishness and self-confidence
乱祷告
So we pray in the
loose manner. 妄求
We pray in
不怜悯人要求神怜悯
We do not have mercy on people We want God's mercy
注重罪孽要神垂听
We enjoy in sin And yet we want God to listen to us
求的一切要花费在我们的浪费的宴落中间
All that we pray and ask We want to squander our own need
神可以不听我们的祷告
God can actually stop listening to us
圣用说不出来的叹息
But the Holy Spirit in an inexpressible sign
替我们祈求
And intercede for us.
因为上帝明白我们的心
Because God understands us.
而圣灵又明白上帝的心
The Holy Spirit also understands the word of God.
圣灵在我们祷告生活里
So in our prayer life, the Holy Spirit
成为中保
Become our mediator.
神与人中间
God, man,
圣灵照着神的心意为我们祷告
The Holy Spirit according to the will of God intercede for us.
明白我们的软弱明白我们的心意 把我们的祷告成全到蒙神悦纳的。
No, our mind, understanding our mind, he accomplished our prayer and bring it to God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们不但有一位爱我们的主。
Not only we have a Lord who loves us.
拯救我们的圣子。
Also the Son who saved us.
还有一位替我们祷告的神。
And also God who prayed on our behalf.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
在灵里祷告。
In the spirit that we pray.
不是讲方言的祷告。
Not praying in tongues.
在灵里祷告。
In praying in spirit.
不是不省人事不知不觉的祷告。
Not praying unconsciously.
在灵里祷告。
Prayer in the spirit.
是被圣灵引导。
It is guided by the spirit.
在明白真理里面。
In understand the truth.
顺神的旨意的祷告。
Submit to the will of God.
当我们祷告错的时候。
When we pray wrongly.
圣灵照着上帝的意思在替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit according to the will of God intercedes for us.
体恤我们的软弱，成全我们正确的信
念。And there's mercy on our weaknesses that accomplish our will.
把我们祷告的观念带到更合神心意的地方。
So that our mind of prayer now is more delighted to God.
这样我们就把第八章的这一段讲完了。
So we accomplish the expounding of this passage.
下个礼拜开始。
Next week onward,
我们要讲在基督里真正的得胜的意义是什么。
We want to preach about the true meaning of our victorious life in Christ Jesus.
现在我们大家一同站起来。
So all right.
我们读罗马书第八章二十六、二十七。
Reading verses 26-27 of chapter 8.
一同开声来读。
Read together.
第八章二十六、二十七。
Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27.
一、二、三。况且我们的软弱，
有圣灵帮助。
我们本不晓得
当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们把我们两个字改成自己的名字好不好？
We change it to our name when you say we.
圣徒也改成你自己的名字。
Even the same, we change our
name. 一二三。况且从容的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替从容祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着上帝的旨意替从容祈求。我们感谢主，现在我们感谢主，现在我们感